I need to hurry up and get home today.
Why?
I TiVo'd Lost last night. I DVR'd Lost.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the KUK State game was on, mm-hmm. right? Wanted to watch that. If I would have stayed up to watch Lost, I'd be wrecked right now.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get a nap yesterday. I'd be very cranky this morning if I would have stayed up and watched it.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah. American Idol I missed last night, too.
I watched it.
Really?
Yeah. I watched it. And you didn't. You suck.
But it was like a recap episode, wasn't it?
Kinda. They had stuff that you hadn't seen before.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah.
Seacrest flirting with more dudes? Is that what I missed out on?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
His job would be kind of cool.
Did anything decent happen? Oh, no kidding. We're going to pay you to sit there and talk. Oh, yeah. But you know what I mean? He really doesn't... Yeah, it's very scripted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is... American Idol. All right.
But it's pretty good.
Did anything happen decently? Anything cool?
There's just more horrifying singers. Not as bad as some that they had on, but... They showed a lot of the ones that got picked.
A lot of the bad singers who got picked?
Well,
no. Yeah, kind of.
The good singers that got picked.
These will be the ones that don't amount to anything. Here's the key. A lot of people got through to Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm. Like 170-some?
Yeah, okay. Man, that's a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But only about 25, maybe maximum, got any TV time, right?
Yeah.
Those will most likely be the ones that go on to the final round.
Oh.
That's how it usually works. They get their background story and everything. Because they get tape on everybody, right?
Yeah.
And then the Hollywood round still happens before they go back and edit everything from before. So then they go back and they edit everything and everyone who made it through Hollywood to the finals or the semifinals, whatever the hell they're called.
Mm-hmm.
The round of 24 or whatever they start out with.
Do you think that the guy that looked like Fidel Castro, do you think he was placed in there so they could do a makeover on him?
Have they already done one?
No, but like, say he makes it to the top three. Do you think that they'll do a makeover on him like they did Clay Aiken?
Like they did Clay Aiken. Well, what about Taylor Hicks? He was a little bit more ugly before they got into it with him, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing not. I'm guessing it's not going to happen. They'll let him be. If he wants to, if he takes it upon himself, be like, if they're like, okay, if you want to be more mainstream and get people to vote for you, you need to shave off that beard and show us some of that sexy face or something like that, you know? Maybe they could convince him or something like that, but I don't know. You think you're saying they deliberately passed him through so that they could change him and mold him into what everybody wants to see in a person?
That they just had him in mind. They made him come on the show. Like, he's...
What?
He's a fixed individual.
Like they went and found him?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think so.
Why? What makes you think that?
Because he was awesome, first off.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that the ones that they just...
10,000 people try out at each one of these.
I know,
events.
I'm not okay. saying that, but I mean, it was just so extreme, so, like, his hair was so long and his beard was so long and he looks like a dictator, you know? It'd be a good way to have a little makeover show, because that was pretty big.
So what, you think they're going to have Extreme Makeover American Idol Edition or something?
Yeah.
Type anything. You're going to look just like me! Yeah! Want some meth? Great! Like that?
Yeah.